Before business of the 4 p.m. briefing could engage the trustees, teachers and activists weighed in first, and all their comments had to do with the Coggins report. Juanita Wallace with the Dallas NAACP again said Miles needed to go.
He breached his employment contract, according to the $100,000 investigator. Trustees, if you're not going to use the findings, why go through the charade? Superintendent has no respect for you. You can't control him. He's like a runaway bandit.
Several teachers followed. Rena Honey, who leads Dallas's largest teacher group, summed up the Alliance AFT's assessment of Miles.
It's one thing to be a leader with a good following, but when you're the leader and no one's behind you from rank and file, you're out there by yourself.
Honey said there's no trust for Miles from many of her teachers. There was, however, one defender of Miles in that she criticized the school board. City Plan Commission member Betty Colbreth, a veteran of city and county government, said trustees had overstepped their legal bounds by lengthening the initial Coggins investigation.
The board, without a vote, without a public meeting, expanded the scope of that investigation.
Colbreth said she filed a list of 10 complaints against the board with the Texas Education Agency. And with the speakers finished, trustees settled into a strictly business briefing with no mention of the Coggins report they've all been occupied with this past week. Tomorrow, though, that'll be all the board will discuss. It's the only agenda item for the 9 o'clock closed session. School Board President Eric Cowan says trustees still won't vote on the superintendent's future until yet another meeting. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.